and welcome to... Wait, what is that? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Let's Talk About with yet another episode, this time on the swinging man himself, Tarzan.
Yep.
But who's we, I hear you saying, in the distant jungle? Well, it's me, Elliot, and my elephant friend, Seb.
Oh, yeah, it's me, Superman, apparently.
I was going to sort of like using the main animal that was there, but I was really worried it was going to sound racial.
Well, I like that you said, what's that I hear deep in the forest? It's me.
I think so. Oh dear.
Good stuff.
Well, anyway, let's talk about our here again with yet another amazing introduction, just to get the adrenaline flowing, I think.
Yeah.
But we've been doing this podcast for over 3 years now.
That's crazy.
With the whole purpose, I know, I think so, with the whole purpose of watching and talking about the Disney movies, as well as an excuse to let everyone know our thoughts and feelings about things that they don't care about.
Yes.
And slowly over the time, we spin a wheel for the movies, for those who don't listen in regularly, and I won't understand why you don't. And we've been seeing that wheel sort of like go like thin more. But it's like, I look at it every now and then, I'm like, there are so many classic movies on there.
Yeah.
That we somehow have not got to yet. We've seen all the Chicken Littles. We've seen all the Meet the Robinsons. We've seen, you know, the Cars 2s.
We've had hitters too, though. But yeah, I get
it. We have. I mean, we have had Lion King.
Yeah.
But where's The Emperor's New Groove, I hear you saying?
That's a great
Where's
question.
Where's The Tangled? Okay. Where's The Oliver and Company that you've not seen yet?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
All of these things. But last episode, I think it was last episode, might have been the one before, we spun the wheel and it come across Tarzan.
Yes.
And I was very happy because now we're getting a big hitter.
Ooh.
So, Tarzan's a film I know that we have both seen, but Seb, I'm curious to know, what is your history with this movie?
Oh, my favourite segment is when we try to remember how many times we've seen a film. This is a movie from 1999, so I was alive when it came out. I don't know if we ever had this one on tape, so I must have watched it maybe at someone else's house. But I've definitely seen it as an adult. I've seen it with you at least once, and I, of course, watched it yesterday. So this is a film I remember quite a lot of. I remember the soundtrack, especially the OG Disney Phil Collins. Because this is also at the end it says based on the story of Tarzan and the Apes or something. I feel like there was like a live action movie on TV once linked to this, because I think there's also like maybe Jungle Book. So I don't know, maybe I got them confused. But that's my history with this film. That and I played a level in Kingdom Hearts where you have to swing on some vines. So I feel like I'm quite the Tarzan aficionado. What about yourself?
Ah, it's a great question. I mean, to be fair, this is quite a nice section for me because I don't think we ever had it on VHS. I could be wrong, but my earliest memories of this is I remember I was staying at my nan's house. And do you ever remember Play.com?
Play.com?
The Play with a P.
Possibly.
Okay. So it was basically kind of like what HMV is now, but an online store.
Okay.
It was really big back then. You would search up and you'd buy your DVDs and whatnot. And we'd buy things from there all the time. And it was always a really exciting kind of like box because of how you'd open it. You know, we're kind of used to it now, but it'd be like, you know, a little rip open, and then you get it from the side, and then you can see kind of like what the DVD is. So growing up, that's how I got like a lot of gifts, was DVDs like that.
Mm.
And I got one from my uncle. And it was this, it was Tarzan, and it was a special edition DVD, and I can remember what it looks like now, where it's kind of like light green, it's kind of like Tarzan's all been faded in, it's really cool. And I remember watching it, and I remember thinking, as a kid, yeah, it's all right.
Oh.
I was like, you know, it'll do. But and obviously, I really appreciated the gift. But as a film, I was like, yeah, it's okay. But, you know, I've seen it a bit more over the years. And especially as I've got later on in my lifespan, I think every time I've watched this movie, I've enjoyed it more and more and more and more. To the point where, because we normally don't talk about the movies before the podcast.
Yeah.
If we know we're doing it. We normally, you know, there may be special reasons why we would, such as we've had to delay our podcast, but it's a new release and we just can't contain it any longer. Or in the case of me, where I was just so overwhelmed by the genius that is Phil Collins, I had to message you at the end of a movie just saying, spoiler alert, Phil Collins is nothing but pure genius.
I was taken aback at the spoiler that you sent. Although spoiler alert, I had to agree.
So you kind of know my thoughts in this movie, a very slim down thoughts, but you know, it was right when I first watched it, and it's just got better and better and better. And basically now, it's a great movie. It's not a perfect movie, but it's a great movie. And in a moment, we'll talk a little bit more about why it's so great. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I went into this thinking, you know, it's the last of the, I talk about every episode, the Renaissance era of the movies. This is a period of time where they're blending in 2D animation with 3D CGI. We saw it in, you know, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, some other stuff. We're going to see a lot more of it now in Treasure Planet. And then they go fully 3D for a bit, and then they go back a bit. So it's interesting at this point, after these classic stories, and then this one feels quite different. It's different for lots of other reasons in terms of like the fact that the characters don't really sing like they do in the other films. We'll talk a bit more about the soundtrack, I guess, later. But yeah, I still enjoyed this one. There were bits where I was thinking, yeah, this is kind of, you know, I'll have this on the background whilst doing something else. But then the good bits hit really well, quite emotional. And again, the music hits quite nicely as well. And I thought, yeah, I still enjoy this film. It's a bit messy in some ways, but I think it does tell a very good story. It's very interesting. It's very different to some of the other ones, which I quite like. I like that they're not all the same. Some people like it, some people won't. I think the music's very divisive amongst fans. It's an enjoyable watch. Great characters. It's fun always trying to guess the names. Did you recognise any of the voices for this one?
No. I did have I'm sure I had a little look to see, because I feel like there were some I recognised, but then I was wrong. I feel like I thought Turk was someone in particular, and he wasn't. But who have you got in mind?
So, Clayton, the hunter, I figured out he was Brian Blessed. And then when I checked on IMDb, I was like, oh, here it is. So that was quite fun. Apparently, when they got the guy who plays Tarzan to do the, apparently it wasn't very good. So Brian Blessed offered to do it. So that's the one they use. I recognise the voice of Tantor, the elephant, because it's the guy from Jurassic Park. It's Wayne Knight. I couldn't put my finger on who voiced Jane, because it sounded like a few different people. And I was thinking, oh, I recognise the voice, but I cannot think who it is. And it's Minnie Driver, who was in Good Will Hunting, amongst other things. But it's a really good voice actor in this. You've got Tony Goldman as Tarzan. I know him as one of the bad guys in The Last Samurai. But it's also got Lance Henriksen as Kerchak, who's got a very commanding voice. So, and any fans of Yes Minister, Nigel Hawthorne plays Professor Porter. So, bit of fun for people there.
Well, there you go. Right, let's talk about some of the things about this movie, shall we? Shall we do that?
Should we talk about some of the things? Yeah, right.
I think we should talk about some of the things. I was going to say some of the things we like, but to be fair, maybe we don't like them. Who knows? Oh. Because I think we could talk about the soundtrack without spoiling.
Yeah.
The soundtrack's not a spoiler. But I count in my head, on a regular basis. No, I count in my head five sort of like main songs in this. And I can see you counting in your head as well.
So, okay, let's see if I can get them then. So we've got two worlds.
Yep.
We've got You'll Be In My Heart.
Aw, yeah.
We've got Strangers Like Me.
Yep.
We've got Son of Man.
Yep.
And I guess the instrumental number.
Trash in the Camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You got those five pieces, and like it starts off with two worlds, and first of all, banger.
Pretty
what
good,
a way to start a movie. Pretty amazing. Then you have You Be In My Heart, which is just a masterpiece in songwriting.
Yeah.
And I like how you got two different versions. You get it from the perspective of the mother ape who's singing it.
Yeah.
But then you also get it when you're doing like the collage scene later on, from Phil Collins singing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, beautiful. Then you get Son of Man, which is a certified banger.
Ha! Do, 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 do. Yeah.
Then you get Stranger Like Me, which is also a banger.
Mm.
I mean, Trash in the Camp is a bit meh.
Yeah.
But what I find funny is, do you know, so that was Phil Collins, but do you know who was recording it with him?
No.
NSYNC.
Really? What?
And I think, you know what, that explains a lot.
That's funny.
But yeah. Anyway, but yeah.
Well, of those...
I think this movie...
Sorry, I was just going to say, of those five songs, one of them won an Oscar for, I think, Best Original Song. Do you know which of those five it was? I'll give you a clue.
Trash in
it's
the Camp.
Not that one.
Oh. It's You'll Be In My Heart.
Yeah. It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's pretty great. But no, the soundtrack is incredible. And I really do think this Disney movie, it has it all. Because it's got not a crazy long runtime.
Yeah.
And that's always a tick in our book.
We do like that, yeah.
It's got an amazing soundtrack.
Yep.
With songs you can't help but sing along to. It's got comedic moments.
Mm.
But also right depth of emotional ones too.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk more about when we go into the spoiler part of it. But not only that, it does, like every Disney movie, it has like the turning point where your stomach goes and it's a bit sad or it's a bit frustrating. But what I like about this movie, which others do as well, is it's not on that for too long.
Yeah.
You know, when I think to like Pinocchio, the sad parts are often going on way too long. And then there's other movies which are a bit worse than that as well. But with this one, it's like, you know something bad's going to happen. Bad things happen. But then it's like all of a sudden, within no time, it's starting to get resolved.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Through either like comedic timing or some cool action sequences. And I like that. Because you're not just like going, ugh, for like forever. Which I think is great. So, yeah, great, great movie.
Yeah, it's an interesting observation. Because I think... yeah, there's other films where, yeah, they really do drag out the emotion. I feel like it's manipulating you kind of a little bit. This one, I think, it's not too much of a spoiler to say there's some dark moments to this. I think quite early on as well, compared to some of the other movies. But I did find myself laughing at various bits, and not like cheap humour either, so that was quite nice. And there's lots of like situational stuff with the characters and... You get all that stuff. I liked on one of the bits of trivia, it said about how, because Turk's actually like a girl gorilla, and how like it's good that Tarzan has like a female friend, because in a lot of the stories it's like, no, they have to be a male friend. And they tried some of the voices and it just didn't work, and I think they got Rosie O'Connell came in. And I think that's quite good, because I think for a lot of these films, you don't see, yeah, I guess like platonic friendships in that way. So that was something a bit fun. I also like how jacked Tarzan is in this film. There was something where they got a biologist or someone to like help them with the design for what like a peak physical man would look like because of like being in the jungle. So that's a bit of fun for you.
That is a bit of fun. I'm going to be honest. You've stumbled me with a whole Turk's not a man. I was just like,
Oh.
Is he not?
No. Is this Turk? Turk's a girl.
I was trying to Google it. But is Turk's a boy's name?
Well, yeah, it's T-E-R-K, not T-U-R-K, so if that helps.
I don't think so. The thing is, like, I'm trying, ever since you said that, I've been trying to search it up, but my phone keeps going to myprotein.com. I'm not even that fit, so I don't know why it keeps going there, unless it's trying to convince me or something. Yeah, I'm just going to have to believe you.
Yeah, because I remember not realising that as a kid, but I'm trying to see if there is any reference in these quotes. Yeah, I don't know. No, I mean, she definitely is. I can't prove it to you, but...
it is a she.
Yeah.
But she's tomboyish.
Yeah. I mean, they're all gorillas, so it's hard to tell the difference, really, anyway.
Well, that's just animalist. but yeah, who knew? Who knew? I didn't. Clearly.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. There was another guest voice who voiced a baby ape in this film. Do you know who it was?
No.
They were related to the singer of this film.
Ah, Donny Osmond.
Yep. No, it's Lily Collins. It's Phil's daughter.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Well, I know she's Phil's daughter.
She did. She's in that. Well, she's in Emily in Paris. I don't know if you've seen that.
No,
because it's absolute trash.
Because I'm not Turk.
So it's a nice bit of trivia.
Oh, thank you. She's not the one that's. It's a different Lily, isn't it? That was in Cinderella.
You're thinking of a different one, yeah.
Ah, sad times. Anyway, any other thoughts before we go into spoilers?
I don't think so. I mean, the animation's as good as they are at this point. I do like... You can kind of tell in some scenes with, like, there's a door that opens, and it's like, oh, yeah, that bit's obviously, like, CG instead of, like, animated. The water's quite good in this as well, I thought. I think they did some interesting blending there. So that was all fun stuff. I liked the gorillas, and it's something a bit different. But, yeah, I think it really... pulled on the heartstrings. So I think for anyone who hasn't seen this film, again, we've not really said what the film's about, but it's a guy in the jungle and he's been raised by apes. So if you like that kind of thing, give it a watch. If you like Victorian England people like going, oh, hello, where's all the gorillas? Tally-ho! Then you'll love this film. If you like Phil Collins, you'll like this film. So there you go.
I don't know if there's a demographic of people who haven't seen Tarzan, but know that they like the idea of a man swinging through the jungle.
What?
Actually, no, it probably is.
Maybe.
Anyway. So, as Seb said, if you haven't seen it, we recommend you go and see it. So pause this podcast, go watch it, come back, and we can finish our thoughts. Yeah. But... if you've already seen it, or you're just a crazy person who doesn't mind some spoilers, well, here we go.
Right.
Spoilers start now.
Have you got anywhere you want to start?
So, oh yeah, at all the death. So Tarzan's parents die. They're really happy. I mean, they get mauled to death by Shere Khan. or at least a distant relative.
It's not Shere Khan. He's a tiger. This is a jaguar. His name is Sabor, I think.
Yeah. So boring. Anyway, so yeah, they get mauled to death off screen.
Mm.
And it kind of, because like you find out it happens, and it's supposed to be like all scary and emotional, and like, you know, big mummy gorilla gets, you know, Tarzan, and then she gets attacked by Shere Khan's cousin.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a little bit nerve-wracking for like 30 seconds, but then, you know, the baby kind of like gets like stuck underneath some floorboards.
Yeah.
And for Jaguar starts sort of like playing on a trampoline type thing with a netting, and
yeah,
you know, there's like a little game of sliding the baby through the floorboards.
That was funny.
And then bye-bye so boring. And it's, you know, what a way to make light of what should have been a very heart
Well, yeah, heartfelt scene. It's weird because the film starts with Tarzan's mom and dad on like a shipwreck, aren't they, or something? And they use all the wood and everything to make like a really cool house in the trees, and they got all the like netting so they don't fall off and all this other stuff, which is really nice. And then that contrasts well to all the gorillas and everything. But it's just one sad domino after another, isn't it? Because the little baby gorilla wanders off because there's like a butterfly or something, and then gets killed by the jaguar. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what a way to start this film. Because the mummy and daddy realise it's too late, and that is quite a gut punch. And then you've got, Tarzan's parents died. I don't think, when I saw this the first few times, I noticed that you can see their bodies on the floor by, looks like a box or something. So you can see all like the chicken feathers for the blood. But yeah, it is like, it's tense, but at the same time, they're like, Tarzan's then like laughing and rolling around. Maybe they thought we can't handle too much sadness, but it is interesting because obviously Sabor killed her kids. It's like, there's a bit of beef there, but it never felt that personal later on in the film. It just felt like, oh, it's this guy again. I don't know. That was my,
No, it's just the food chain, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to say the food triangle, but that's not quite right. Things we probably could have said, non-spoilers to be fair. Some great characters in this. So we've got Turk, you've already mentioned, is hilarious. And who knew that he is actually a she? So that's crazy. You've also got Tantor, who we mentioned earlier, the alien. Alien? The elephant.
The alien.
That's what the highlight. We are recording this quite late after a very long day for at least one of us. And that one's brain is slowly going into mush.
I think
we've got Tantor.
Found the best. Tantor has one of the best lines in the film. Do you know what
is
I'm talking about?
Emotional constipation.
Yeah, I've had it. Yeah, your emotional constipation. that's good.
That is a beautiful line.
I like. There's a bit where Tantor says to Turk, you know, I've been thinking about it. Maybe Tarzan's actually closely related to elephants. It's like, okay, mate. Sorry.
That's okay. I think that was well worth you jumping in for. But also like how, it's an elephant and he's afraid of the water because of a possible bacteria.
Yeah.
That is in it. So that's beautiful. That whole scene with like the elephant, so you've got like Tarzan who's like jumping in because he needs to get an elephant hair,
yeah,
to prove that he's cool to be around, and little Tantor was just like, oh, there's a piranha in here, thinking Tarzan's a piranha. And it's just like he's halfway through a sentence, one of the elephants, before his tail gets pinched.
Yeah.
And he just goes, there are no piranhas in my butt.
Yeah, that's great. Brilliant.
I think so. Did you notice any references to other Disney movies in this film?
Yes. Is it the camp?
It's in the camp, yes.
Yeah, I noticed it straight away. I had to rewind it to show my wife.
Everything came on again anyway, so you probably didn't need to worry about that.
Yeah.
But unless you missed the whole scene.
But what is it, Elliot? What are we referencing?
Oh, of course. Well, it is a tea china set that is based off Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, and Chip had a little chip in the cup.
He did, which is amazing. Because what's crazy is we literally talked about Beauty and the Beast.
I know.
Not that long ago.
That's crazy.
And what's even more crazy is in that episode, we talked about our thoughts, not only on the animated film, but also on the live action film. So basically what I'm trying to say to you is, if you want to hear our thoughts on Beauty and the Beast, you should head over to our episode, Let's Talk About Beauty and the Beast. You'll find it a few back.
Nice.
Anyway, I think so. That's my little bit there. There's some great funny moments in this film. We've already mentioned like a few we really like. There's some great quotes, but this isn't a comedy.
No.
It's got some great humorous parts in it, but it's also got some really emotional bits in it. I liked it when Tarzan was going. He decided he was going to get on the boat. And then, he says to his mum, or is it the other way around. I don't know. Either way, there you go, you know, oh, you will always be my mum.
Yeah, that was
And
nice.
Then she goes like, oh, you will always be my son. And that's like really emotional. And then you have like the same thing where you got like the dad in inverted commas,
yeah,
who's like basically not cared for him at all,
yeah,
the entire time. Who you suddenly see slowly changing via bodily expressions.
Yeah.
That's not a phrase, but I'm going with it. And then, you know, he calls him his son. He says, take care of him, my son.
The emotional catharsis in that scene. Because all the way through the film, he's like... Because it made me wonder, has he always been like this? Or is it the loss of the child? Because when Carla's the mum's name, isn't it? Where she brings Tarzan back, Kerchak is like... You know, he won't replace the one we lost. And she says, I know, but, you know, he's not got his parents and everything like that. And, you know, he didn't have to let him in, but he does. But he's like, you can keep him, but he's not my son. So it's always starting off in quite a rough kind of spot. But yeah, you kind of see Tarzan trying to prove himself. And Kerchak keeps saying, no, he's not one of us. He never will be, which obviously isn't very nice to hear. He then saves him from Sabor, and it's like, oh, is he going to say something? And then, you know, I think that's when the gunshot fires. So it's a bit like, oh, I wanted them to do... Because there's another scene later on where I feel like Kerchak looks at Carl and Sans, like, oh, they're going to have a conversation. And then, like, something interrupts it. It's like, oh, I would have, you know, it would have been nice. I think if they made this nowadays, they probably would have done more with that. But it's really good seeing him... come around towards the end, then it's just like, oh, if only you were like this earlier. But it's very, very, very powerful stuff. Because he says, what was it? He says, you came back, and Tarzan says, I came home. And he says, you are one of us, or something like that. And he says, you are my son. I was honestly in tears at that point. So,
no, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
One thing I was shocked about with this movie was, so you have like this big fight scene. And then Tarzan defeats Clayton.
Mm.
Kind of half accidentally. In a way, Clayton defeats himself.
Yeah.
You know, he gets trapped in the vines. He's trying to cut himself loose. But what he ends up doing is hanging himself.
Oh.
Is I completely forgot that you see the shadow of his hanging body.
Yeah, because the lightning flashes. It puts the shadow on the rock.
It's quite dark.
It's pretty
for
dark,
a
isn't
Disney
it?
Film. I think so.
Well, because... Because I was thinking about the when Tarzan goes on the ship, because I think I saw something about how that was going to be the initial final battle or something. But they said that he's kind of at a disadvantage because he's like trying to climb the crate and he's got his shoes on, so he can't. So even though he's stronger than everyone, he's more agile. Whereas it then makes a lot of sense to go back to the jungle where he then has the advantage. And it's interesting because he even tries to save Clayton because he's warning him about like, oh, because there's no, because he's obviously chopping all the vines. So even though he obviously is really angry, he didn't actually want him to die. But to actually show that, pretty rough, isn't it?
I agree. Well, I suppose I already said that, but yeah. Have you seen any of the sequels at all to this movie?
I don't think so. On the Disney Plus, they came up with like Tarzan and Jane and like Tarzan 2 and all this stuff. Mm. But I don't think I've seen any of it, no.
I haven't, and I decided because it came up to watch the trailer to the one that was released after. No, I think that was Tarzan and Jane, because I think Tarzan 2 was like the one that was released after, and it was kind
It was 2002.
Whichever one. What, Tarzan 2?
No, Tarzan and Jane is like 2002, so it would have only been a couple of years after.
Oh, yeah, we'll go with that. Like the other one is like a midquel, which Disney had to seem to like doing.
Yeah.
Where it was like Tarzan, but as a child, and he does his adventures.
Right.
I've not looked at anything on that, but one of Tarzan and Jane, or whichever one that is. Oh yeah, that must be the actual one, because he didn't know Jane when he was a child. It's just like, I watched a trailer for it. And when I say trailer, it's a Disney Plus trailer, so it's literally just a scene from the movie.
Hmm.
And, oh, it looks awful.
Oh, really?
Tarzan looks terrible, it sounds terrible, the voice acting doesn't sound right.
Mm.
This is when I look at it and it's like it's the exact voice actors, but it's just like, oh, Tarzan seemed to be ruined and the actual kind of like what do you call it?
Animation?
The personalities of him seem to be slightly different. The animation's not great either. But yeah, but I'd be curious to see your thoughts on it. So maybe at some point go on Disney Plus, search up Tarzan and Jane, click on trailer, it's 56 seconds. tell me your thoughts.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. I think that's always been a big gripe about these things, is that like you can handle the animation not being as good, but if you change the characters, it's like, well, that's the thing we like, so why would you do that?
Yeah, but yeah. But anyway, but that is just me judging it off 56 seconds. It might be a really good movie, but we'll never know. Right. Any other things you'd like to mention before I move on?
I've got a bunch of trivia. I'm trying to think if there's anything else from the film that comes to mind. I really like Jane and her father, and Clayton as well. I think they're a fun little kind of addition to things, and the different aspects of, you know, they just want to see gorillas, everyone wants to hunt them and bring them back and everything like that. Because one of the bits of trivia is how Jane's costume basically changes throughout the film, because she starts off with like a like Victorian Edwardian clothes, high heel boots, puffy dress, all that kind of stuff. She's got hair in a bun. But then the day after she meets Tarzan, she's wearing a simple yellow shirt and green skirt. She's also barefoot, wears her hair in a half up, half down style. After she falls in love with Tarzan, she starts to wear a white tank top, a red skirt, and her hair is down altogether. So it shows her becoming one with the jungle. But she was a very funny character, voice, very good actress. There's lots of good scenes. I forgot about the baboon chase scene and how long that was, but that was very crazy. And the little monkey that's like ripping all the pages out, and then, yeah, that was a bit of a laugh.
It was indeed. It was. You got any more trivia for us?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff. One of the fun ones from this, to see how Tarzan's body would move while sliding down a log, the animators based his movement on that of pro skateboarder Tony Hawk while on his skateboard, which is pretty cool. Apparently also, Minnie Driver largely ad-libbed the breathless speech which Jane tells her father and Clayton about meeting Tarzan for the first time. Yeah, there's a bunch of other stuff on there. I looked at the spoilers kind of stuff. Clayton is the 9th Disney villain to fall to his death. I'm not going to ask you to remember the other ones, though. But he is the first to die by hanging, so isn't that fun? I like this. The movie has an unusual body count of 6 primary or secondary characters. So you've obviously got the gorilla son, you've got Tarzan's parents, you've got the Jaguar, you got Clayton, and you got Kerchak. So 6 deaths, and a bunch of people are injured as well. It makes Tarzan one of the bloodiest Disney movies. So, which is a bit of fun. There's a lot of stuff about symbolism, how Clayton's wearing yellow, so he's just like the Jaguar, but it's a bit boring if I'm honest. So, yeah, that's all the trivia.
You're not going to catch up to Atlantis when it comes to body count, though.
To be fair.
Just those first 10 seconds alone.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Dear me. Yes. Madness. But anyway, those are our thoughts on Tarzan.
Mm.
I think we're both in agreement. A really good movie.
Yeah. It's we've mentioned the soundtrack and how obviously we both like Phil. We both like the songs in this one. But it is quite divisive because some people aren't a big fan, and that kind of affects their enjoyment of the film, because the movies prior to this, because I was just looking at the ones that came out in the 90s, you got, like, you know, Little Mermaid, Ariel does a song, Beauty and the Beast, Belle does a song, Aladdin, he does a song, he does a duet as well, Lion King, Pocahontas, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Hercules, I think Mulan does a song. All the characters, at least the main characters, have a song, whereas in this one, they don't. The mum starts singing for a little bit, and then Phil takes over. So for some people don't like that, but you know, I think it doesn't hurt to try something different. But that's just something I thought worth mentioning.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. Yeah. And those that think the music in this movie doesn't work, well, they're just wrong.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're all imperfect, so sometimes, you know, we are wrong. But those ones especially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But of course, you've heard our thoughts. We'd like to hear your thoughts on this movie. So, Seb, how can we hear their thoughts?
Oh, well, if you swing through the jungle and yell at the top of your lungs, we might hear you. But if we don't, you can try our email at letstalkabout2022@hotmail.com. I should remember them. And we also have Instagram at lta.podcast. You can drop us a DM. You can vote on our polls. You can write in any suggestions for movies. ..
There you go. And I think that was a little segue into our next bit. So then we come to our favourite segment, because it's the whole reason why we started this podcast. It wasn't to become rich and famous, because we pretty much are from this podcast, I think. But it was to find an reasonable excuse to watch Disney movies. So we're now going to spin the wheel to find out what movie we'll be watching next, with a link to his .. mentioned earlier.
Ooh.
So, the wheel is currently spinning. Now, while it's spinning, I will say that we got a request for us to review a particular Disney movie. And thankfully, it was a movie we haven't seen yet as part of the podcast.
Mm.
So, our next two movies are both going to be movies. Our next two podcasts are both going to be Disney movies. One is going to be the surprise one, which was requested, and the second is going to be one that just finished spinning, and it's a Pixar movie that you have not seen.
One that I have not seen.
A little bit.
It involves what?
It requires a bit of the old Spanish, bit of the old Spanish guitar.
Oh, is it Coco?
It is Coco.
Oh.
So we don't know which order we're doing these episodes in. We discussed this before we started recording yet. So Coco, you'll either have next week, or you'll have it the week after.
Yeah.
And whichever one it isn't, that one will be the one that was requested via a listener.
Oh.
I felt like I could have explained that in about 4 seconds, but somehow that took me about 11 sentences.
I like the way you did it.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad one of us does. So yeah, thank you ever so much for listening. But of course, one thing we always like to tackle is mental health issues. We know that everyone's struggling, and you know, we got all this advocation for mental health, and it's a big thing now for men's mental health. And of course, you know, we're fortunate enough here, but one of our hosts here is really good at finding just the right words to say at just the right moment. So, Seb, what have you got to tell us, just to help us get through another week?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked, because I've got two options, and I can't decide, so I might just do them both. So the first one...
I think you should.
No matter where I go, you will always be my mother. So that's, you know, very applicable. The second one that I have ready here is... I was saved by a flying wild man in a loincloth.
Touching as always. Thank you very much, and thank you for listening.
Goodbye.